Hello and welcome in a Night of Champions. Tonight we're celebrating the Providence boys soccer team, Class 1A state champions here in the fall of 2020. And we've got an exciting program for you over the next hour or so. We're going to be joined by some of the coaches and also some of the key players from this Providence soccer team that got the ultimate deal done, a state championship, brought it back to Southern Indiana, to Clark and Floyd counties, our broadcast area, and so very proud of this group of guys. And I tell you what, since we've been doing these Night of Champions programs, we've had the opportunity to really recognize a lot of state champs, a lot of teams that have made some great runs and brought home some hardware in the state tournament, and it just kind of underscores why high school sports in our local communities matter, why the fans are so engaged, and why it means so much to participate with your local high school, regardless of the sport or sports that student-athletes play today. Normally, we do this show live out at a local restaurant. We're joined by the team and, of course, the coaches. We have parents and fans, and we pack it in and have a great time. But, of course, we're coming to you in the middle of a pandemic. So this year, to be safe and respectful of everyone, we're doing the program individually, recording each segment with the coaches and players by phone, putting it all together for you here tonight on this Night of Champions. Our show tonight is brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Your neighbor has one. The house down the street has one. The building downtown has one, too. What do these places have in common? They all have a high-efficient Amana heating and cooling system installed by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, Incorporated. Since 1953, Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Call 812-945-2566. In this opening segment tonight, we'll be joined in just a moment by Jake Stingle. He's the head coach of Providence. Pretty unique story with him. He's a former player at Providence, an assistant coach, and has made his way to the head coaching position and helped this team bring home a state championship this year. We'll also be joined by Trevor Black, one of his assistant coaches at Providence. He's got a unique story as well as far as his roles with this team. And also in the first segment, we'll talk with one of the seniors on this team, a captain, Evan Scott. Later in the program, segment two, Luke Hesse will join us. Jericho Brooks will also join the program, as will Jacob Braswell. And segment three, we will have Edward Bobkowski, Billy Hoke, Laszlo Langless, and also A.J. Richard. So we get to hear from coaches and players here in this Night of Champions tonight, celebrating Providence boys soccer and presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Let's get right to it. Joining me now is Jake Stingle, head coach. And, coach, we start off for everyone in this area saying congratulations to your team and to your coaching staff on a job well done bringing another state championship back here to our area.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Appreciate your support.
Absolutely. Coach, you've got a great history with the program. You've been with the program now 5 years as a coach. This is your third year as the head coach. You graduated from Providence in 2005, were a member of some good soccer teams back then as well. And so I have to believe that this is kind of the ultimate deal for you as well, seeing this program continuing to take steps further, and you've advanced in the state tournament now multiple times, but you finally not only got there but won this one. Has to be a special feeling knowing what you helped bring back to this community.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's still a surreal feeling. Over 30 years of the soccer program at Providence and some great coaches that have been around. And, you know, we're very blessed this year to get our season in and obviously ended it with the ultimate goal of a state championship.
Let's talk a little bit about this season in general before we talk about specifics and the run through the tournament. But this was obviously a very odd year. Every coach we talk to on this radio station tells us that because we're playing in a pandemic. I know this year brought some extra challenges and also extra responsibilities as a coach as far as what you had to lead and what you had to ask your guys to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And this year among – you know, compared to other years, you know, we have 34 kids between our varsity and JV rosters, plus our coaches. And it took an entire team effort, you know, from the incoming freshmen all the way to the senior class. They did not know what the year had in store for them. You know, back in April and May, they were extremely nervous about whether or not they were going to be able to have a season this year. But they did a great job. We made it through the season without any positive tests. And just a credit to those kids and their parents and really investing in the program, investing in our season, and it's great to end it the way that we did.
And, Coach, I've got to bring up, as we talk about a tough year, an odd year, that obviously ends on a great note for you guys, you had a period where you had to quarantine. You had to step away from your team. And I can only imagine in the middle of a regular season when things are going good and you want to keep consistency and keep the same daily routines with your guys, that to have to step away for the betterment of the team and for the health of everyone, it's a tough deal, but it's just where we're at right now.
Absolutely. Very difficult. The night it actually happened, we were supposed to play New Albany at New Albany. So it all happened within 2 hours of game time, and kids were worried, you know, what's going on? We don't know what's going on. And so we had to quarantine. We were able to reschedule that game, fortunately, without a, you know, I did not test positive. So, you know, we were able to get that rescheduled. And like you're going to talk to Trevor about, he stepped in. The kids really respect him. And the kids did a great job with the leadership that we have. And keeping the goal in mind and, you know, finishing out the regular season.
All right, Coach Stengel, I've got to ask, let's go back to the season and to the tournament specifically. You defeated Henryville 8-1 in the sectional championship game to move on to the regional. You defeated Jacksonville, good game, close game, 3-2 in the regional final. Defeated Indianapolis Lutheran, 3-0, shut them out in the semi-state. And then you knocked off the number one ranked team in 1A, Argos, by a score of 2-1. Another thrilling type game for your players and fans. Walk us through the last few weeks. Walk us through the tournament, the excitement from this team, and some of the performances that you saw, especially from some of the senior leaders.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, going back to the sectional round, you know, we're very fortunate that we've had good soccer teams over the past few years, and we've won a lot of sectional championships, but that doesn't mean that the other teams in our sectional don't want to win one as well. You know, those kids bring it every day, every year, hoping that it's going to be their year. So our kids can't go into those games lightly. They can't take those teams lightly. They have to go in there, show them respect, but also, you know, perform like we have all season. So, you know, we got our results in the sectional round of the tournament and beat a good Henryville team. You know, we moved on and are fortunate to host the regional in soccer. So that's two games on a Saturday. So we beat Forest Park 7-2 in the morning game and then, you know, played Jacksonville in the evening game. And that was a huge game for our kids. Jacksonville eliminated us last year from the tournament. So that's a game that we even spoke about, you know, 364 days we've been waiting for this game, you know, when we played that game. So a fantastic game, really, if you were there watching. I think the parents got all of their time and all their heart into that game, and a great result for us. And then moving to semi-state, we played Indianapolis Lutheran, who we had beaten earlier in the year, but they were missing some kids at that time, and as were, you know, and we were at full strength, so you never really know what you're going to get when you play in a semi-state, who's going to be nervous. You know, they played in the semi-state the year prior and won it, so, you know, we knew they had that on us, but the kids performed fantastic, probably one of our better games of the season in that semi-state game. And then, yeah, of course, if you want to win a state championship, I always want to go through the best teams. And Argos was the best team almost 2 years in a row, and they were a phenomenal team. They had great players, you know, similar to ourselves. And our kids persevered. They did a great job. They stayed focused. Took the best hit, I thought, and came out victorious.
Talking with Jake Stengel, he's the head coach of Providence Soccer here on this Night of Champions program presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. What's it been like for you, for your coaches, for your team since bringing that state championship trophy back to Providence?
Still an amazing feeling, still getting text messages and Facebook messages from alumni and from fans and from parents saying how much they enjoyed the season. The kids as well, still beaming from winning the championship, and texted with them all, you know, over the last few weeks, and that's what they echoed. You know, they were still very excited, very happy with the result. You know, couldn't have dreamed of a better result back, especially before the season had started when the pandemic was starting. So it's just a great testament to the kids, to the coaching staff, to the fans, that everybody around Providence is so excited for them and so excited for our school to get another state championship in the trophy case.
Coach Stengel, soccer is a big deal at Providence. There's a lot of tradition of success with the boys and the girls. The girls won a state championship back a number of years ago. You now match them with your state championship here in 2020. But good soccer over the years at Providence, and I'm sure as the head coach of the boys team that you guys hope that continues for years to come.
Yeah, it's really important to us to play soccer. We talked about that throughout the tournament. Regardless of the round that you're in, you have to play the game. You have to play soccer. It's a tough enough game as it is to be victorious in. So, you know, we have to make sure that we're doing our part and playing the right way. And, yeah, through like I said, 30 years of history, that our program has tried to put forth a good product. We've put out a lot of talented players. The girls program as well, a lot of talented players. And, yeah, it's just great to add to that trophy case, like I said before.
And, Coach, we get a chance here later in this program to hear from some of your key players that were big parts of the team and of the championship this year. But I know as a whole you're very proud of everyone on this team, and there are sometimes roles behind the scenes, roles that maybe don't stand out in a box score that matter and build up to helping contribute to a state championship season effort.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, high school sports, like you kind of alluded to in the opening, there's so many kids that maybe don't have the talent that have to work 3 and 4 years to be able to for their moment, you know, to play in a varsity game, a meaningful varsity game. We've got kids like that on our team. We've got underclassmen that are following that same path that, you know, each year we just have to try to improve their skills and make sure they're physically improving and getting stronger and faster. And that's more of the fun for me. You know, year to year, there's going to be phenomenal players that come through the program as we have this year. But there's so many kids behind the scenes that work hard, that don't necessarily get the recognition, but are super important to what we do and part of the team dynamic. You know, they're friends of these players, and without those guys, who's to say that we would have had the success we did this year?
Absolutely. Jake Stengel, head coach of Providence Boys Soccer. Coach, thanks for your help also putting this show together. Sorry we couldn't do it with a live audience, but we wanted to recognize you guys. Again, congratulations on the great season and the state championship.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. You know, I want to definitely say thank you to the school, Providence, our athletic director, Mickey Golombeski, for all their support throughout these past few weeks and for your support as well, being a part of the media. We appreciate the coverage. We're so thankful for being able to finish our season and look to repeat next year.
Absolutely. Jake Stengel of Providence getting us started tonight here on Night of Champions, honoring Providence Boys Soccer, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. And we continue tonight talking to the coaching staff of this Providence Boys Soccer team, state champions in Class 1A. Coach Trevor Black, one of the assistant coach, joins us right now here on our Night of Champions program. And, Coach, I'm sure lots of excitement winning a state championship. You've been with this program now and know Coach Stengel very well. What was this crazy season like, playing soccer during a pandemic and, of course, ultimately winning a state championship?
Yeah, Matt, thank you for having me. Yeah, honestly, it was kind of a roller coaster ride, not to mention, you know, we were already pretty locked in coming into the season because me and Jake, we really do have a really good relationship. I think we're a good yin and yang combo, as weird as that may sound. But I think we got a really good dynamic, and I've learned a lot under him. But with this year, I think winning a state championship, honestly, is just a testament to the boys of how much they've overcome, because not only, you know, they didn't have to just overcome COVID, we had our own, you know, every team has their own issues with dynamic, trying to get that chemistry right just in time for playoffs, but they rose to the challenge, and luckily we were able to get away, make it deep, and win a state championship for the first time in Providence history. So it's been a great feeling, and it's honestly something that I thought we could achieve, but didn't think it would come this early in our coaching careers.
Assistant Coach Trevor Black, my guest here. Coach, your roles on this team, I know you help Coach Stengel in a number of ways, including as the JV coach, but you also work with some of the specific players as well. Tell us kind of how you help and what your specific roles are as an assistant to the varsity team.
Yes, sir. Yeah, actually, so outside of the JV team, I grew up a goalkeeper myself, so I've been trained under his name, Coach Tabani. He's actually a goalkeeper coach for Luce City, and even went down to Miami to train for a little bit, or I think Orlando to train for a little bit. And I just took all the experience that I've gotten in the past, both with not only club but high school as well, and tried to bring that over to the Providence, I guess, family. And my role mainly with the varsity team would be to train those keepers. And I was as we're, I mean, as I guess humbling as it may sound, but I guess I was more of the voice that kept people in line. You know, if we ever started, you know, tempo started getting low, or, you know, we might be cutting around too much. Me and Jake had a good dynamic to where I could kind of, you know, raise my voice a little bit, use what I was taught as a keeper, and kind of get everybody back on track. So those were mainly my two roles. And throughout the season, with COVID being an issue, Jake actually had to take 2 weeks off, and that was three crucial games coming up for us. One of them was a rivalry game, and I actually got lucky. I say lucky enough, but it was an honor to be able to take on that responsibility. And I thank Jake for giving me the opportunity to take that responsibility. And we were able to get three wins in a row. And like I said, a big win against Jeff High, one of our rivals during that time as well. So it was an honor to do it. And that's just some of my roles. And I hope to continue doing them in the next few years.
Coach Black, I'm sure that those three games, although the team and you wish that Coach Stengel didn't have to quarantine in this crazy time and was able to be with the team and continue your pursuit of a great season, I'm sure that gave you an opportunity to maybe further your relationships and build more rapport with the players, those three games where you served as head coach.
Yes, sir. Actually, it did. I was going to say, during that time, I always, since I get the players at the JV level, as we might say, or as they're growing up, I already feel like I got a good dynamic with them. But once they take that step up to varsity and they start getting those crucial minutes, and I'm an assistant coach, you know, you might be viewed as, you know, a little bit lower than the head coach, which is fine. But I've never had that feeling with our team. They've always been respectful. So I've always had a really good dynamic with them. And then when Jake got quarantined, it actually gave me an opportunity to kind of see, you know, just go around, get closer with the team, figure out what dynamics we need to fix, which chemistries we needed to fix, because if they weren't open with Jake, I'd hope they'd be open with me. And if they're not open with me, I'd hope they'd be open with Jake. And it appears it worked out pretty well, because we were able to, you know, kind of express our concerns midway through the season, work them out. And by the end of the season, all those players were talking to us openly, letting us know their concerns. And to be honest, they got a lot of, our captains really did take over as with some of the coaching roles there at the end. But that's just the dynamic we had. And I think that's what helped us win a state championship this year.
Assistant coaches, a good coaching staff, it makes a team and program successful as well. Coach Black, congratulations on the state championship this year.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
And we continue with our first player tonight, Evan Scott. He's a senior midfielder, captain on this team, four-year varsity player, three-year starter as well for Providence Soccer. And Evan, congratulations on a state championship. With your role this year, especially as a leader in assist and also a captain, you're expected to bring leadership all the way around. How did it feel to go out with your high school soccer career, bringing home a state championship trophy to Providence?
I would say that it's basically the perfect ending to my career, as long as the career of the other seniors I played with my entire time at Providence. I know it means so much to all of us, and we all worked very hard for it, and I couldn't have asked for more out of this season.
Evan, most assists for the Providence program with 30 during your career. That, we think, is a record at Providence. This year you had 16 goals and 17 assists this season. You led the team in assists. You really have a knack for assist and for setting up a player to score. Is that something that you've always kind of been known for, even before high school? And what do you think makes you someone that's good at assist and good at setting other players up on your team?
Yeah, I would say that that's always been a strong suit of my game personally. It's pretty easy to find my teammates, the players that are playing up top, Luke Hesse, Edward Bubkowski, Quinn Hesse, all of them are extremely skilled, and they just make my job a lot easier. I just try to put them in positions where I know they can finish and get the goals that they want.
We're talking with Evan Scott, a senior midfielder and captain, one of the captains on this Providence State Championship soccer team. The regional championship, I know that was a big matchup for you guys against Jacksonville. You had made it that far a year ago and wanted to make sure you got to the next round this year, your senior year. And you had some big moments in that game to help set your team up kind of as you've done all season long. Tell us about that game and what you did to help your team in that regional final?
So going into that game, I just distinctly remember how I felt coming off the field last year after we were upset by them, and I know that all the other guys that were on the team remember it as well. It was not fun, and it was not enjoyable, and I know that that game we had marked on our calendar, and the entire year, we just worked towards that single game, and we were ready to come out and play. Early in the first half, I drew a penalty kick that Luke Hesse finished. Later on, I found Quentin Hesse opening the box, and at that time, Jacksonville had already came back and scored, but that put us up 2-1. And then finally, with about 15 minutes left to go in the second half, I drew a foul probably about 30 yards away from goal. Billy Hoke took the free kick, and he just buried it, and that sealed the deal, thankfully.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Evan Scott, our guest. I want to know, Evan, when that state championship game ended and you guys were on top of number one ranked Argos by a final score of 2-1, what was the first thought that went through your mind, and what's the first thing you did as that buzzer sounded and you guys were the state champions?
I just remember looking at the scoreboard, and it just felt – I felt so happy that all the hard work me and my teammates had put in at Providence, just it felt like it finally paid off. Once the horn sounded, I remember a couple of my teammates coming over, hugging me, jumping on me. Then our whole bench cleared, ran out to all of us, and we were all pretty much just jumping around, going crazy. We were so excited. I mean, this is something that the Providence program has worked for so long, and especially us, the members of the team.
Evan Scott, my guest, our first of many players we're going to talk to here on this Night of Champions program. Last question, last topic for you. You've got a brother on the team, I understand, that's a freshman. I'm sure that it was special for you to celebrate this success with him, and it also probably sets a level of expectation about what he has to do to become a great player at Providence and maybe compete at a very high level in the state as well.
Yes, my little brother, Charlie, I was very thankful to have a season with him. As you said, he's a freshman. And honestly, in the spring of this year, I wasn't 100% sure that we were going to have a season. So I was really hoping and looking forward to having that season with him. And he's a great player as well. He's a young goalkeeper, and he'll probably be taking over Jacob Braswell's role next year. And it just meant everything to me to be able to win something like that with him. And there was many memories me and him made over the season. I'll miss the car rides, playing with him in practice, and I'm just very fortunate that I got to spend this year with him.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. Evan Scott, our first player to join us here as we close out the opening segment of Night of Champions, honoring Providence boys soccer. Evan Scott, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we'll head to a commercial break, come back with more Providence players. It's a Night of Champions. We're celebrating this Providence Class 1A state championship. This special program presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. More Providence soccer when we come back here on the Big X. Welcome back. Night of Champions, honoring Providence boys soccer and their 1A state championship here in the fall of 2020. This special broadcast is presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Since 1953, Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling has been providing experienced, dependable, reliable sales service and installation to the residents of Southern Indiana. Quality American-made Amana products, experienced installation by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Call 812-945-2566. We continue on in this segment talking with members of the Providence boys soccer team. We'll talk with Luke Hesse, Jericho Brooks, and Jacob Braswell in this segment, and Luke Hesse joins me right now. Luke, a captain, a four-year varsity player. In fact, you began starting at the end of your freshman year and really have been a starter ever since that period. You've seen this program build. You've seen this team come together with each season, the different levels of success that you had. How did it finally feel to end the season at the very top level, which is a state championship?
Yeah, it was amazing making it all the way to state championship. You know, we've been chasing this for the past 4 years, and really all, you know, Providence's, you know, time being a soccer program. You know, it's really amazing to make it all the way to the state finals, and it's what we've always been chasing. Now, you know, I've been trying to get there for all 4 years, and even as a freshman, whenever I was playing with my brother Shane, you know, we were always trying to make it to the top, and we finally did it.
Yeah, great stuff. 41 goals and 10 assists for you this season. You were the second overall leading goal scorer in the state of Indiana. You tallied more than 80 goals in your career as a Pioneer, and that's believed to be a Providence record. How does it feel to leave the program not only with this team accomplishment in a state championship, but some of these individual accomplishments for your team, but also recognized as one of the top in the state at scoring goals?
Yeah, it really means a lot to me. You know, I've been working real hard, me and my teammates, you know, coming into all the practices over the summer, during the year, you know, always just keeping our head down, working towards our goals. And that's been one of mine, definitely, to, you know, lead the team in scoring, help us get these W's through some of my goals. And, yeah, you know, I've always tried to be aggressive. And, you know, if you can just get in the back of the net, that's how you win games.
Talking with Luke Hesse here on our Night of Champions broadcast, you had several multi-goal games during this season, but probably none more important than the Semi-State game. You had two goals in that game. It was a victory, a shutout for your team over Indianapolis Lutheran, 3-0. Talk about your performance, how you felt that day, two goals in a Semi-State championship game. That's a big deal.
Yeah, you know, we were confident going into that game. We'd played Indy Lutheran before in the regular season. We beat them 3-1. So we were ready to go. We knew that they were going to give us a fight, though. But, yeah, we got a pretty early goal. I got one in there, I think, about 20 minutes into the first half. And from there, we controlled the game pretty well, and we were able to get a couple more in.
Now, Luke, you also had a goal in the state championship game, and it was a big one as well because it was the goal that leveled the match and tied the score. Talk about that goal, how it came about, and what it was like to know that you played such a big role in helping your team not only win but get back to even, so you put yourself in a position to score a go-ahead goal, for your team to score a go-ahead goal later in that match.
Yeah, they scored a couple minutes before I did in that one. I think Laszlo played a really good ball into the middle, able to give myself a chance. And I knew the other team's goalie hadn't really been tested much. So once I got in the middle, I just did anything I could to get a shot off, hit it hard, and it got past the goalie.
Now, Luke, you mentioned alumni. You mentioned an older brother. Since you guys won the state championship not that long ago, what's the response been here in Southern Indiana within the Providence community, from your fellow classmates, from former players of the program? I'm sure you've had a lot of people reach out to congratulate you.
Yeah, all my former teammates have been, you know, they're really excited for us. We were trying to win with them, but, you know, they know they were also a part of this, even the alumni that played with us before. And also just our fellow students at Providence, a bunch of them came up to support us, and also our parents as well. So it's really great for the community, I think, everyone being together for that great win.
Luke Hesse, my guest, one of the captains on this team, and he started for Providence since his freshman year. Like Evan Scott, who we spoke with in the last segment of this show, you also have a brother, a younger brother, Quentin, that you got a chance to play with this season. So soccer at Providence, it kind of runs in the Hesse family. Talk about that, and talk about getting to share this experience with your brother, Quentin.
Yeah, Quentin's been a great asset to our team. You know, he's a freshman, and he played a big role for us this year. He started for most of the games, and, you know, he was up there and scoring and assists as well. You know, it was amazing to share this field with him. I've been looking forward to it my entire life, really, because I knew we'd have this opportunity. And I think it's great that he could contribute as much as he did, and I'm excited to see what he can do in the future as well.
Luke Hesse, a senior forward for this Providence soccer team. Luke, congratulations on a state championship, some great team accomplishments, but also a big individual year for you as well.
Thank you.
Our next player tonight is Jericho Brooks, a senior defender, also a captain for this Providence Boys Soccer State Championship team, a three-year varsity player as well is Jericho. And Jericho, first off, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You transitioned from a forward to a defender this season. That's quite a transition to make. Tell us about that transition, how tough it was, and what some of the things are you worked on in the off season and really throughout the regular season to get yourself where you wanted to be, where you needed to be for this team this season.
So freshman year, I played a striker on the JV team. And then sophomore year, I was varsity, but I was a striker. And I didn't really get to play that much because, as most people know, we have Luke Hesse up top who does all the scoring for us. So junior and senior year, I switched to defense, which is a huge transition for me and as well as the team. I think it really helped the team, and I had to work on a lot of positioning was one big thing, like knowing where I'm at in relation to the ball. And, yeah.
Now, Jericho, you scored 6 goals, and that strikes me as a lot for someone in a defensive position. How did you manage to score 6 goals? And tell us about kind of your role on the team this season from that position, but also someone that could score.
Yeah, well, 6 goals as a defender is not unheard of, but it's not common at the same time. I scored pretty much all of my goals off corner kick opportunities. I'd go up. I'm one of the taller guys on the team, maybe 3rd or 4th tallest, so I can get a lot of opportunities on corner kicks, you know, just jumping up to the ball and getting ahead on it. So that's how I scored 6 goals. I also had an assist in the sectionals to Luke. And, yeah.
Talking to Jericho Brooks, a senior defender, captain on this Providence State Championship team. Now, Coach Stengel told me as we were getting ready for this program tonight, he told me that the team is kind of drawn to you, that you have a great personality, also a sense of humor. Do you feel that from your teammates, and do you think that kind of helped maybe in some of the tense moments that a postseason and preparing for a state championship can bring?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm always that guy on the team that kind of get everyone to laugh and loosen up a little bit when we're in those tense moments. It's good to sometimes be serious in, like, big games, you know, right before the game, warm-ups and stuff, but before that, it's good to loosen up and not think about it too much, or you'll overthink it and you won't, you know, you'll underperform when you get into the game. So being that guy that can get everybody to laugh on the team is just kind of one of those things that every team kind of needs.
Jericho, was there a point during this season, maybe it came in the regular season, I don't know, or maybe during the tournament when you won the sectional or the regional or the semi-state, was there a point you can think back to where you and your teammates were talking or you were thinking and thought, you know what, maybe we can win a state championship. Maybe this is going to be the year that we do win a state championship. Was there a point that this thing kind of became reality, that this is something you guys were good enough to accomplish?
You know, honestly, Matt, from day one, when we were out there on the field at 6 a.m. training in the mornings, I knew that we had something special here. And I kind of knew we worked well as a team, so we could make it happen if we really wanted to, but to narrow it down, after we won the regional finals against Jacksonville, I knew in semi-state we were going to be playing a team that we'd already beat. And it's good to not be overconfident, but as well as, you know, have confidence and just not overconfident.
Jericho Brooks is our guest here on Night of Champions, honoring Providence Boys Soccer. A memory or two, what are some things that you think you'll really keep with you over the years with this group of buddies, this group of teammates, as you move on as a senior and go to college and go to what's next in life?
Yeah, you know, I promise you one thing. I'm never going to get that state championship. You know, that's one thing nobody, very few people can really say that they've accomplished that. So that's one huge thing that myself and my team can hold on to forever.
Absolutely. Jericho Brooks, senior defender, captain, 3-year varsity player. Big accomplishments. Jericho Brooks, congratulations on the title.
Thanks, Matt.
Jacob Braswell is the final Providence boys soccer player we'll talk to here in segment 2 of this Night of Champions show honoring Providence boys soccer, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Jacob, a senior goalkeeper, very important position for this team, a 4-year varsity player as well. Jacob, congratulations on the state title. I'm curious, getting ready for this senior year, you guys had some big goals individually and as a team. What did you do to improve yourself and to get ready for this big final season that ultimately ended in a state championship?
One of the biggest things we did was even like when we weren't like having score in us practices due to COVID, we were coming out as a team off to like a field local in the area. We go out there and practice every day pretty much. I think that'd be a big part for our team, like helping us build chemistry with each other and helping us work around. And then like something I did for myself, I know I would be outside all the time trying to get better, looking at film from last year, seeing what I could improve on, looking at the defense from last year too, seeing what we needed to work on, seeing what we could improve on, seeing what we could keep the same too. And obviously lost a couple seniors last year on defense and looking to see what we need the new starters to step up back there on defense.
Jacob, I'm curious, how tough is the goalkeeper position? And what was the pressure like, especially in those big tournament games where you've advanced and you know you're in the Final Four, you know you're in the championship game, the semi-state and the state final? What's it like to have to man the goal with that type of pressure, knowing that you're the last resort? You can stop the opponent. You're the last guy that can do so. I've got to believe that carries some pressure with it.
There's a lot of pressure because one mistake on your end, it could result in you all losing the game. I mean, there's always that pressure. It's always in the back of your mind when you're playing, but you got to push it to the side and just take everything one second at a time, keep going. If you mess up, keep your head up and keep playing.
Talking to Jacob Braswell, senior goalkeeper for this Providence State Championship team. You had some really good games in the semi-state and the state final, two very, very important games, obviously. Talk about your performances there, what you did to prepare yourself, and how you stepped up for your team in those two big games.
I just prepared myself like I would any other game. You got to come in thinking about that. Can't come in thinking it's going to be your last game, especially as a senior. So I wanted to come in there, make sure that wasn't our last game. We weren't ready to go home that early, so we kept playing. We wanted to keep playing. I did that for my team, did it for all the seniors out there, our coaches. It was all for them. I mean, without them, I wouldn't be where I'm at now.
And speaking of your teammates, speaking of the players, a lot of seniors on this team, a lot of guys that have a lot of experience at the varsity level. We've talked tonight so far with a lot of seniors about, you know, what their goals were and how the team played together and what it's been like to win a state championship, and that's great. But I'm curious, what's this senior group like and really the team like in general off the field? Are you guys as close as what it seems? Because on the field, clearly you guys are kind of one and the same, arm in arm.
We are pretty close. We all like each other. We don't have any problems with each other. A lot of us seniors were probably the tightest group of people on that team. So in our senior group was probably like one of the closest groups we've had in a long time when I've been playing. Just thinking about like freshman year, sophomore year, junior year. We came in every day with the intensity of wanting to win, and then it's always paid off for us. Same thing with our group. Same thing with that entire team. They always came in, same goal in mind, on and off the field, is just winning.
Jacob Braswell is our guest here on Night of Champions, honoring Providence boys soccer. This has been a different year because of the pandemic, because of COVID. I know everything you do is different. School's different at Providence. Soccer was different this season. I'm sure when you think back on this time and the pandemic, soccer and a state championship is probably one of the first things that will always come to your mind. So when we think back on a pandemic, you'll have a state championship to think about, and I think that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it was a big thing for us, too. We didn't even know if we were going to have a senior year at this point because of everything that was going on. We're happy that we could, and then we could also win state doing so. I mean, it was a big moment for us in our school, so we're happy we could always be able to look back on it, thinking about everything that's gone on, and remember we've won a state championship. Jacob, during it, too.
Jacob Braswell, senior goalkeeper, four-year varsity player. Jacob, thanks so much for joining us tonight with your thoughts, and congratulations again on a big state championship finish to your career at Providence.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And that is the next segment in the books. More Providence players ahead as we continue this Night of Champions special broadcast honoring Providence boys soccer and their state championship in Class 1A for this fall 2020 season. Big stuff, and we've had the chance tonight so far to hear from coaches and players and learn what made this team tick. You can tell a lot of very impressive young men on this Providence soccer team. We'll head to a break. We'll come back with more. This special broadcast presented by Frank H. Monroe. We'll talk with more Providence soccer players after this on the Big X. And welcome back. Night of Champions, a special broadcast honoring the Providence High School boys soccer team, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Your neighbor has one. The house down the street has one. The building downtown has one, too. What do these places have in common? They all have a high-efficient Amana heating and cooling system installed by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, Incorporated. Since 1953, Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, call 812-945-2566. Final segment of this celebration show for Providence boys soccer and the great season culminating with the state championship that they had. We'll talk with Edward Bobkowski here coming up in just a moment. Also, Billy Hoke, Lazio Langness, and A.J. Richards will join us here in this segment. We'll wrap things up talking with four more Providence soccer players here in this segment. And it's great right now to welcome Edward Bobkowski to the program to talk about this big championship season. Edward, a senior forward for the team. And Edward, thanks for taking time out to join us this evening.
Yeah, what's up, man?
You've got a great story. Second year at Providence, born in the United States, and you moved here from South Korea. Tell us a little bit about your background. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I was a little kid, and I went to Korea. Didn't know anything about it. My mom and dad just thought it would be a nice little journey for me. And started going to a Chinese school, learning Chinese. Didn't play soccer that much over there. I played a little bit. I had a lot of fun over there. And about 10 years passed by. My mom and dad said, let's move back to the United States and maybe you can proceed your soccer career over here. So I was like, fine. And that's why I came to Providence.
Pretty cool stuff. Edward Bobkowski, our guest. You scored the game-winning goal on a header in the state championship game. That was the goal that put you guys ahead of Argos. What a memory, of course, winning a state championship, but what a memory you'll have for that play. Can you take us through how that happened and maybe what goes through your memory when you think about just everything that led to that goal and that header you had?
Well, of course, still remember it clear as hell. But I was on the other side of the field. I saw Quentin over there cause a foul. And normally when I go, I don't like headering, so I normally screen for Luke on free kicks or corners. But this time I was on the front post looking at Evan, maybe hoping maybe he'll see me. Send the ball to my head, and that's what happened. He sent the ball straight to my head, changed the direction on it, put it front post, top corner, and it just came out my way.
What was your reaction? Obviously excitement, but it's the goal that gave you guys the lead in the state championship game. How did you react? And obviously excitement and joy, and I'm sure so many emotions to see your team take the lead on the scoreboard, but take us through those moments right after the header goes in.
Well, of course, I was extremely happy. I turned around, looked at my teammates. Everyone was just screaming, just with all excitement and joy. But first, we knew the game wasn't over yet. We still have 14 minutes left. We still had to keep ourselves composed. We still had to end the game with a 2-1 lead.
Let's talk about your career at Providence. Only 2 years as you move back here to the States, but 12 goals, 8 assists on the season. You were the third leading goal scorer on the team. I would say that you fit in pretty well with this group after not being with them as freshmen in some of those early years of high school. You seem to fit right in and made the most of those 2 years, including a big senior year. How do you reflect on your career as a Providence soccer player?
Well, the first year coming in, I didn't start that many games. I was kind of sad about it. But still, I was still the top three scorer last year. But this year, I had to step up my game because we lost a couple of important players last year. So I had to step up. And I knew me, Evan, and Luke were going to be the top three scorers again. And I had to, but because of Luke's little brother, Quentin, now, I think our attacking was just so much better this year. And I think me coming in with this speed and I can take kids one-on-one is just so much better for the team.
Edward, obviously the goal, the header in the state championship game is probably A1 as far as your memories and successes that you'll keep with you go. But you seem to really turn the corner. You had a good time at Providence. You were a good player, but in the tournament, you seemed to step things up a notch. Was there something that changed for you in the tournament and helped you elevate your game to a higher level and help this Providence team take it home?
I would say the pressure that my friends put on me, because they always put pressure on me. They always thought I was good enough to beat anyone on the other side. They always said, take him on, just beat him. And sometimes I would fail, but they would still put pressure on me to keep doing it, keep going. So by the start of regionals, I started to get more confident, and I just started to step up my game a little.
All right, Edward Bobkowski, our guest, a senior forward for this team and a state champion in the fall of 2020 with Providence Boys Soccer. Edward, congratulations on a great career, and thanks for the opportunity to chat with you tonight.
Thanks, man.
Our next player on Night of Champions honoring Providence Boys Soccer, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, is Billy Hoke, and he's the first underclassman that we speak with tonight. He's a junior, meaning he'll be back next season for Providence. He plays the midfield position and a three-year varsity player for this Providence soccer program. Billy, thanks for joining us. I think it's very interesting that you played a great part of this year with a broken toe. That had to be very painful, but Coach Stengel said you were determined to contribute to the team this season and you were willing to really put your body on the line. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I broke my toe in preseason before the season started. So I went almost the whole season with the broken toe, and I was having to make the decision on if I wanted to play or sit out like the trainer suggested, but I wanted to win and I wanted to play, so I kept playing, and it would get better, and sometimes it would just get stepped on and the pain would come back. But fighting through that was a struggle, and every game had to get it taped a lot. But I think I made the right decision because I enjoy playing the game and I didn't want to miss any games or sit out a few weeks.
Now, Billy, you're a midfielder, so you go offense and defense. A lot of movement, I guess, is my point, and to play a great part of the season with a broken toe really is unbelievable. How painful is something like that? Is it constant pain when you're moving? Is it pain after the games? Or was there only really great pain when you made contact with someone or someone did unfortunately step on your toe, your foot?
The first few weeks, it was pain, like taking steps usually. Started getting better, and there was always pain if it got stepped on. But it was at the beginning of the season, it was everywhere I went, and everything I did was pain in the toe, but slowly started getting better.
Billy Hoke is my guest here on Night of Champions with Providence Boys Soccer. You had a very important goal, let's put it that way, in the regional championship game against Jacksonville. It was the go-ahead goal with 6 minutes or so left in the contest that put you ahead 3-2 in that game. And that regional final, you had been there before and had not been able to win that game. As we talk with players tonight, it seems like that was kind of a big barricade for you guys to break through. How big was that goal? What was the feeling of knowing you scored such a key goal and helped your team win the regional and move on in the state tournament?
The goal was huge, and it felt amazing. And after the game, it really sunk in how big of a goal that was for the team to help us keep moving forward. And realizing that that could have been what kept our season going on and helping us get to state instead of it ending early like it did last year. And looking back on it now, it's even bigger than it helped us even more and was a bigger goal than I thought in the moment during the game. So it's crazy how it worked out, crazy how things played out that game.
Billy, describe the goal, how it got set up, and your memory of it, your reaction when that thing went soaring into the net.
Evan Scott got fouled about 20 or 25-yard line, and he looked at me. He told me to take it, and I was just looking to put it on target. So I hit it low, so if it was off target or it wasn't going in, my teammates could get it, but the ultimate goal was for it to go in. So when I hit it low, it was on target, and Evan Scott saw that, so he just let it go between his legs, and the goalie just was not expecting it.
Talking with Billy Hoke, a junior midfielder for Providence Soccer, also a three-year varsity player. You've got some great relationships with other members of the team. Talk about this group as a whole. Talk about some of your buddies. You're out there playing soccer. You're out there winning state championships with people that you really enjoy even away from soccer, right?
Yeah, so I've been playing soccer with most of them for 3 years, some of them more. So just relationships have been building up over time, and just talking and hanging out over time has helped the chemistry on the field. And I was looking forward to my last year with some of these seniors, and I'm glad we could get them a state title that they've been working hard for their whole life, I'd say, most of them. So it felt really good knowing I helped them achieve one of their goals, and felt good with the relationships and knowing that we were brothers on the field and we were a family.
Billy, I assume now that you will take the title of senior next year on this Providence soccer team, that these relationships playing with this year's outgoing senior class will help you become a better leader when you take that role next year. These experiences, these friendships, what you learn from them this year, what you experience with them this year, I'm sure will help you maybe keep Providence soccer right at the top.
Yeah, they sure showed great leadership this year, some of the best leadership I've had. They taught me a lot on how to be prepared for big games, how to make my mindset right for every game and not overlook anyone. Taught me how to be serious, and they just taught me a lot on how to lead for next year, what I need to do to make sure we stay at the top going into next season.
All right, Billy Hoke, he'll be back next year for Providence, just a junior midfielder on this state championship team. Billy, congratulations.
Thank you.
And we continue on talking with more juniors on this Providence boys soccer team, of course, state champions in 2020. This Night of Champions special broadcast brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Our next guest is Laszlo Langness, a junior midfielder. This is his second year as a varsity player, and he finished the season with 2 goals and 8 assists. Laszlo, congratulations on a big year, a big state championship, and I would have to say 2 goals, lots of assists, pretty good for a junior with such a talented senior class to play under.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're pleased with your performance, your contributions this year.
Yes, sir.
You had to go through the quarantine process right before the tournament. Coach mentioned that you did not test positive, which that's a great thing, but it did take you away from your teammates and from the preparations for the season. What was it like to have to kind of be isolated and have to step away from the soccer team in some very important moments as you guys were building toward the season?
It was pretty frustrating that I couldn't be out there, and I just had to put more work in at home and everything to prepare for the postseason, and it paid off as we just won a state championship.
Yeah, I said that it was before the season. It was actually right before the tournament, which makes the situation even a little tougher. I'm sure with all the buildup of a great regular season, you guys are so excited at that point to get into the tournament, and you're ready to see what kind of run you can go on, and you've got to step away. That had to be really tough.
Yeah, I had to keep staying in shape and just working out at home.
Coach Stengel described you to me as a very creative player on the field. What do you think he meant by that, and what do you do to bring creativity to your soccer game that you put forth for Providence?
I just play different from other people. I try to play simple, but I try to be creative and by making different plays that the normal person wouldn't.
Laszlo Langless is my guest. We're talking about Providence's soccer state championship. Now, just a junior, so you're back again next year, and you juniors that we're talking to tonight are going to have some big roles to fill on the team for next season because you lose a lot of key players to graduation from this year's team. What did you learn from this year's senior class, And how excited are you to step into more of a leadership position and see what success level you guys can continue for Providence?
Well, they just really believed in us, which helped a lot because they knew they had our backs and we had their back. And I'm excited to be a senior because hopefully we can go for round two and win again and be with the juniors this year and or next year and just push them to work harder too.
This junior class that you're a part of has some pretty talented players as well. How important is the experience you got this year winning a state championship, playing with some of these seniors? How important do you think that will be to you finishing your careers off as seniors next year for Providence?
Well, these juniors, they really stepped up. We all stepped up this year by filling the roles of last year, and a bunch of us just stepped up and new positions that we haven't really played, like David Wade. He really stepped up this year in defense, but he played a little bit of midfield this year, and he just filled that role in defense.
Laszlo Langlis is my guest. I'm curious, what will you work on in the offseason? I know you're hungry to continue the success. I know you've said you'd like to get back and win a state championship as a senior. What are things that you'll work on in the off season, maybe in club ball, to make sure you've got yourself at your very best for that final season and see if you can continue this string of success?
Well, I need to get better as being a leader and just getting bigger physically and just being prepared for losses and wins.
Laszlo, let's go back to the state championship game for just a moment. A 2-1 victory over Argos. They were ranked number one in the state. Your reaction, what did you do when that game came to a closure and you knew that the state championship trophy was coming back to Providence with you guys? How exciting was it, and what did you do to celebrate with your teammates on the field that day?
Oh, first I was just relieved that we finally accomplished what we were trying to do all season long and through all the hard times, like getting quarantined and everything, and just to know that it paid off and everything was just, it was pretty overwhelming, honestly.
Yeah, great stuff. Laszlo Langlis, a junior. He'll be back next year for Providence Boys Soccer. He plays at the midfield position. Just a junior, but already 2 years under his belt as a varsity player. 2 goals and 8 assists this past season in a state championship effort for the team. Laszlo, congratulations on a great year. We'll follow you along next season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Our final player on this Night of Champions program honoring Providence Boys Soccer tonight is A.J. Richards. He's another junior, a defender for this Providence team that won a state championship here just weeks ago. A 3-year varsity player, but A.J., this was your first year as a full-time starter for the team. Talk about the change this year, becoming a full-time starter, that increased role that you had, and what it meant to start on a state championship team.
I really enjoyed starting on the team. It made me like an important player on the team. It helped me contribute with my teammates to help win the games when we needed to at the end of the season and get us the state championship.
Now, you transitioned positions this year from another position to defender. Talk about that change, how tough it was, and what are some things you had to do to learn this new role?
Yeah, I used to play on the wing, but I transitioned to a center back because I was told I would get more playing time in this position since our offense was really good this year. And I hadn't played this position before, so during the games I made mistakes that I had to learn from going forward so I could continue to perform at a high level in the continuing games.
Talking with A.J. Richards here on our Night of Champions special broadcast. Coach Stengel told me he felt like you were really a key defender for the team this season, and that's really saying something given you switched to be a defender, a new defender on this team this season. What does that mean to hear those words from your coach, and what are things that you feel like you did to really become a good defender, and how did you learn to play good defense?
That means a lot to me coming from coach. Some of the things I think I did well playing defense was I worked well with Jericho and Josh Gettelfinger, our right back, and David Wade, our left back. We just played well together as a team and had good chemistry to help play defense.
Was it hard to learn this new defender position on the field as you went without a lot of opportunity to prepare for the change?
It was a little tough, but I had a lot of help and guidance from Jericho, my other center back. He was a good leader, good senior leader out there, and he kind of gave me pointers on what to do and helped me out a lot.
AJ, you'll be back for another year, a senior year, and of course you'll have this memory and experience of a state championship season under your belt. The season hasn't been over long, but I'm curious, we talked to some of the key juniors tonight, including yourself in this Night of Champions program. How excited are you guys, and have some of you already spoke about how hard you need to work, want to work, things you need to do this offseason to maybe try to go to Indianapolis and compete again for a state title?
Yeah, we're really excited to compete next year. What was the question? Sorry.
Your teammates, other juniors, how excited are you guys to have the chance to come back again and compete for a state championship? How hard do you think you guys need to work in the off season, and have you guys started communicating about that?
We've been talking about we need to get the younger players involved more, start building up our team chemistry, and just be leaders out on the field and set an example for the hard work we want to have next year so we can continue the good streak we've been having in the postseason for next year.
Talking with A.J. Richards, a junior, a defender on this Providence State Championship soccer team. After the state championship, what was the celebration like? I'm sure that's a memory that you and your family and your teammates and coaches will always keep with you.
It was a great celebration. Everybody was happy. Everyone was celebrating together. Everyone I knew was congratulating me. The whole school is just really excited because it's the first state championship we've won for soccer. So everyone's really excited to see it happen.
A.J. Richards of Providence, a junior defender. A.J., congratulations on a big state championship. We'll follow you next season.
Thank you.
And again, congratulations to this Providence boys soccer team. It's great to speak with their coaches and some of their key players tonight here on this special Night of Champions program presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. This is a tradition, really, that we started, I guess, a number of years ago. We thought so many state championships in different sports from some of our local high school teams that we wanted to do something to honor them. And again, typically when we have a state champion, we bring the coaches, we bring the players out to a local restaurant, we invite parents and fans and others from the school to attend. And to be quite honest, we have a live audience, and it's been great, but because of the pandemic, we just didn't feel that was the right thing to do this season. But we still wanted to continue honoring state champions here in Clark and Floyd counties. And Providence, the boys soccer program, the latest to bring that championship back here to Southern Indiana. Again, to recap, this is a Providence team 17-3 on the season. They've had some other good runs in the postseason in recent seasons, but this obviously was the one that put them over the top with the state championship. In the sectional championship, they were winners 8-1 over Henryville. They won the regional final over Jacksonville by a score of 3-2. The semi-state championship game, they shut out Indianapolis Lutheran. That's the second time this year that Providence beat a good Lutheran team. And, of course, in the state final, they didn't have it easy. They had to take on number one ranked Argos. And Argos scored first, but Providence was able to answer back to level the match, ultimately win it by the narrow score of 2-1. In addition to the success in the tournament, and again, the overall record of 17-3 is just outstanding, they avenged some losses from last year. They kind of called this their revenge tour, Coach Stengel called me, as they, of course, lost in the regional final last year, but were able to avenge that loss. They closed the regular season strong, had a big win over rival Jeffersonville, also beat Ballard from Louisville, who has a really nice soccer program as well. And really, Providence becoming known as a soccer school. The girls' state championship had recently won a soccer state championship and not too far back. And, of course, some other successes and other runs in the postseason by this boys' soccer team as well. Our thanks to Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling for bringing you this special broadcast tonight. Also, my thanks to Coach Jake Stengel, the head coach at Providence, for helping us coordinate all this with the other coaches and players and allowing them to be part of this special broadcast in honor of their Class 1A state championship, and also our producer here at the Big X, Douglas Scott Wolverton, for his help putting this broadcast together. Again, congratulations to Providence High School, their boys soccer program, on winning the 2020 Class 1A state championship in boys soccer. This is a big accomplishment, will not soon be forgotten, and memories of a lifetime for a lot of the players and coaches that we spoke with tonight, and really everyone that was part of that team last season, all the players, all the coaches, the fans, and of course the student population at Providence as well. We here at the Big X congratulate Coach Stengel and Providence boys soccer on a 2020 Class 1A state championship.